Oranges, squirrels, and ducks. There is at some point a line whereby good taste moves into bad. There are value meters operating in everyone's head at any given time, with rating needles moving from 1 to 10, good to bad, up or down simultaneously within many categories. The Happy Trails Resort is above 5 but less than 10 on most of my scales. Yard decorations at Happy Trails, however, score 10.5. There are carved wooden bears that welcome you with open arms. There are pink flamingos that have eschewed the Florida Everglades for dry desert vistas. There are little plastic ducks circling the inside of bird baths. There's golf ball man waiting for his next shot, cow skulls painted like a woman's nails, plastic flower gardens, wooden birds whose tails rotate as wind direction changes. Makeshift clotheslines reach across carports, and golf carts are pulled into driveways as a preferred mode of transportation. Such devil-may-care decorating brings the best and worst from Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Oregon, Washington, California. Saguaro cactus stand tall and in the evenings look like silent sentinels waiting for an Indian attack. There are stories from residents of bobcat sightings and unwary house cats being carried off in the clamped jaws of coyotes, never to be seen again. Ages here hover around 70, and real estate signs pepper each street. Few snowbirds stay through the summer with heat over 110 degrees. Those that do come out only in early morning or late evening. The rest of the day they spend checking stock portfolios, calling kids and grandkids, and fixing light meals in microwave ovens. When you get old, you don't want to move randomly or carelessly. You want to hunker down in a gated community and keep a loaded pistol on your nightstand.